You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Hello and welcome back. Another episode of Let's Drink. You might hear a little bit of a quality difference. Some idiot dropped the mixer this week.
And it doesn't work very well.
And the person didn't know how to tell his co-presenter, so kept it quiet for a while and then just sneakily told him today in a different conversation. So, I'm in the bad books.
In the bad books. Anyway, without further ado, to get out the bad books, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
The first beer tonight, or today, or depending on whenever you're listening.
Look at my spreadsheet I've made. I've made a spreadsheet with all the information. Yeah, you don't have to look at the can anymore.
I don't, but I like looking
really,
at the can.
I've been really, really busy.
Because, you know, there's a microphone in the way now. So this is It's a 12 fluid ounce, so that's 355 mil can. And it is from the Bronx Brewery, and it is rye ale. And it is 6.3%. This came from, where did it come from?
It came from Flavourly.
So that means it's about £2 for the can.
Yeah. Flavourly, as I think is all probably gathered by now, it's a prescription service. That would be good if you could get this stuff on prescription. It's a subscription service. I forgot the link. I'll get the link for the next beer.
Something like Philip BGW.
Yeah, but check that.
We'll have it on Twitter.
What we've actually decided between me and Bob is that any money that we get off this sort of thing, we're going to put in a pot. So far in the imaginary pot, we've got five. Well, it's a real pot. It's just I've never put it in yet. And we're going to give it to some sort of anti-hate charity.
Yeah.
So something maybe Hope Not Hate, or maybe even Amnesty International or something. We haven't quite chose which one.
No.
But we're just, after the things of the last few days, I think we're both sort of believe in a happier, more
equal and together, nice world.
Yes.
As opposed to what's been, reported.
Since drinking's nice. So if you donate, also if breweries do send us a bottle in, we're going to put £1.50 into the tub as well.
Yes.
as a payment. I know some of them cost more than that, but what we don't want is BrewDog sending us like a Sink the Bismarck and us having to put the RRP. So we're just, to make it easy, giving it
the £1.50.
Yeah.
And, hopefully it'll, generate a bit of cash for charity in the process of getting us drunk.
So this is a rye IPA.
Yeah.
So, it's got a...
It's got a good golden colour.
A good golden colour, a nice smell to it.
Yeah. It's got a hoppy flavour, but that normal...
It's hoppy in the top of your mouth with some big flavours, and then just peters out to a bit bitter.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that like next level of like, if it had that and then something come like crashing into you.
Yeah, it just feels, part way there is a drink and it dies.
Yeah, it's pleasant enough.
It's a nice drinker. It's just not as complex of flavours as you'd expect from other IPAs and bitter drinks.
I'm just going to be very unprofessional here. I'm just going to switch the light on because it's so dark in this studio.
Okay.
I'm wondering why I'm like going... Well, I'm going to sleep because
Do you need glasses as well?
What?
Maybe you should be... If you're finding it really dark, maybe you need your glasses on.
No, what I need is the light on because it's like nighttime.
It's not really that dark.
But it's nighttime. After I've covered... Anyway.
After you covered your door up with a curtain.
Yeah, after... Anyway, we'll get back to the beer.
I don't know if I'm impressed or disappointed.
The more I drink it, the nicer I'm enjoying it.
It starts off really well. It starts off like
Do you not think now you've had a couple of stuff, that initial harsh initial flavour that you had is gone and you're getting more flavours in? See, I'm thinking, that initial bitterness sort of went... So maybe this, after a really bitter drink, or a drink... Because it's obviously our first drink of the night.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we rate? Should we rate? Rate.
Okay, so...
Rate.
Oh, wow, a light.
A light up. So, I'm thinking, I've got in my mind, maybe it's around about the low 50s.
I was going to say about... I thought 53, but I thought
53, bear, claw fool.
But I thought that might have been being a bit too harsh. Because it is nice.
Yeah, because at 56, I've got Concert Aleworks, Man of Steel, and actually I think that's slightly better than that was. It's certainly got more flavour to it. 57?
What's on 57?
Northern Alchemy, Coffee, Orange...
Nah, it's not as good as that.
So, 56.
I just think, it's nice. It's got... a lot of kind of there's character, there's potential for a really good drink, and maybe it's just because it's the first drink that it's just not as punchy as what it could be.
So what we are going to pair this with, just because it's actually on your table from last night. Oh fuck, wow, I didn't drink all that.
You didn't drink all your beer?
No.
Well, sacrilege.
There's now
beer on
Jeff Blackheart on my floor. So this is some jalapeno, chili, and three cheese bloomer. I like a good bloomer.
I like a good bloomer. Gonna part the bread like Jesus did.
Yeah, just with my hands.
Has this got seeds in it?
I don't know. That's chilies.
Is that definitely chilies? That's got a good bit of heat to it.
Nice shot, isn't it?
Yeah.
And nice with bread on melty cheese.
What, this bread will be nice on bread? You want more bread with your bread?
You divvy. No, I meant if you toasted it with melty cheese on. Be nice, wouldn't
melty
it?
Cheese, mm-hmm. As opposed to solid cheese.
Well, it's solid cheese when it's in the fridge, isn't it?
Yeah. That's got a nice little kick to it, that bread. I rate that bread. Where did you get that from?
Tesco's.
Tesco's?
It was about the 170 mark, something like that.
Good quality bread. And actually, I think it doesn't kill the flavour of that beer. That's quite a good pairing.
Yeah, that really is. But they say...
It enhances the bitterness.
They do say that IPAs tend to go with spicier food and help cleanse and stuff, you know. I'm sounding quite knowledgeable there.
Yeah, I'm showing you dick like me.
Know nothing. Should we finish this off and get on to the next beer?
Yeah. Okay, beer number two tonight. This one came from Coppers.
And is on our spreadsheet already.
Yes, it's £2.39.
That is publisher. Why am I opening publisher?
Because you're a Muppet.
Don't update.
What are you doing?
I need to update.
It's a 330ml can. It is 5.4%. And it's by the Yeasty Boys. And it's called Anticipation Japanese Rice Beer.
See, I think you said that wrong.
Okay.
Should have went... Anticipation.
That was still too fast.
I know, but...
Too fast.
Is that like when they did that, that person that, did the tweets? they did one tweet, and then they took like years to do the patient
bit. Years and years. So, this one was recommended by the guy at...
Coppers. That is, if you want to tweet them, is Coppers at Gosforth.
Yes. If you want to go there, it's in Gosforth.
If you live
in the northeast.
It's a really good shop. The guy's very knowledgeable. It's in a can? Or did you already tell him?
I already told him. You're very distracted this evening.
I'm very tired. I was up late last night.
Wow, this has got like a piss kind of colour.
You know, I've got a new obsession of watching Orange is the New Black.
Boobies!
So it's like, you know when you have a new show... I did the same one like with The American Office. That was constantly what I watched for about a year or something.
This is quite pale.
This is very pale.
I'm honest. It's mine's come out a bit cloudier because I took the piss end of the can.
It smells.
It's poured incredibly pale, and it's got a very thick kind of.
It's got a very citrusy smell, but that's about it. Like not greatly citrus, but You know, it would be really nice to use to clean your toilet smell.
And it's got a very thick head. And it looks very carbonated.
I wasn't expecting that smoky to come through.
Mmm.
You know. That's massive. Heavy. I wasn't expecting, because of, and I think obviously it's one of those prejudice things, but you always think that a dark beer might be smoky, but a light beer you never expect. I know we've had light beers with smoke on, but that's like a really nice smoke as well.
Citrusy. It wants to bring your cheeks in with citrus, but not in a harsh way.
Yeah.
With like smoky undertones.
Yeah, it's really.
That's. See, you were putting that one off.
Well, no, I wasn't. It was because you turned around and said, we'll have it for a show, and then we had beers that we wanted to promote more because they were more local. That's. What we'll do is, just so it doesn't go too cold, we are preparing this with asparagus because I had some in and it would have went off.
How have you cooked the asparagus?
I've roasted it. Best roasted with bacon around it, but I don't.
I mean, it's.
Your piss will smell tomorrow. Is it that only some people can smell asparagus piss?
I don't know.
Or is it only some people's smells?
I don't know.
Did I tell you I sort of embarrassed myself at work, but I don't think anybody knows.
Did you poo yourself?
No, I went. For, I don't know why I'm saying this in front of everybody, but I went for.
Well, you're not in front of anyone, really.
I went for a poo at work, right?
Okay.
I'd been on lots of coffee because I was tired after watching Orange Is the New Black last night.
And that's the story you're going with, Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah. So I'd had lots of coffee, so I had coffee poos. Okay. So I went down the top. Now I'm in an office block. Have a massive, massive, massive dump with the window open. I'm not an animal.
Your office toilet has windows.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't.
So anyway, you can open them, but they don't have any extraction. Says everything about where I work, but anyway. And they don't have any extraction. So yeah, when I came out, there was the sweet, sweet smell of somebody put air freshener across all the corridors. Oh, and I went up to the tops and the women were going on about something smelled.
There was a similar conversation at my work once, but there wasn't many guys in that day. And everybody I know at work that has a poo doesn't poo in the toilets by then. So it's obviously a lady poo at work. It's a little bit strong.
So yeah, basically, I had to play poker face. You know, dirty pig. Who's bringing the dirty pig in here? We're going to put this on the board.
If anybody,
I'm just enjoying asparagus because I like asparagus.
I don't know. I'm enjoying.
It's got to be quite.
I'm enjoying it less the more I drink it. That initial burst of flavour was good, but
yeah, there's nothing to it after that. I think, but could you imagine having this with a nice cheese, some nice cheese or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a light beer. It's not heavy. It's not hard to drink.
I think it's quite a nice one because it has that smoke and it's. I was thinking, now I don't know. I'm trying to work out. Do you think this would go well at a barbecue or with some meat? No, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a smoked meat, but if you imagine a nice steak, a juicy, beautiful steak, with that, I think you'd be hard pressed to find. It would be a nice night.
I mean, it's always a nice night when you got steak and beer.
Yeah, but I'm on about. But I think the pairing would just be that little bit more better.
Because
it would cut through the beer. It would cut through any fattiness of the steak.
Yeah.
If it was a nice bit with nice like marbling throughout.
It would cut
through that and then add that like smokiness to the palate. I might be wrong, and I don't. But what we need to do is next time we're in the shop, we need to buy one of them and then go for steak. Or buy a steak.
And buy a steak.
And have asparagus, because I like asparagus.
I know you've...
I'm not middle class, though, but I eat
all the asparagus. You're very middle class. Bet you've got some kale or something in the fridge.
No, I don't like kale.
Oh, I'm going to have my kale and asparagus.
I'll just kale.
And bet your son's going to be called Tarquin. Oh, Tarquin.
Kale is just wrinkly cabbages, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's just old cabbage. They just get the cabbage that nobody wants. It's gone all wrinkly. And then sell
call it kale.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, Tesco's. Right.
Is this because we left the EU, Tesco's allowed to do this?
Yeah. Are we going to put this on the board?
Well, eventually.
Right.
I want to say low to medium 60s. because it was better than the last one.
Right. Well, we've got Energy Banged Up at 64.
Okay.
And we have Island Hopping, Juniper, and Box Socials, Lime Leaf one at 66. I would go
65. Yeah, nothing else is it.
Are we gonna shake on that?
Shake on that. Yeah.
65. We should always shake on it.
Have you been writing these down?
Yeah.
65. That's all right.
Because if you
and
don't,
you're not going to delete the spreadsheet that you have done in the past.
Yeah. This is all online now. It goes to the cloud.
Doesn't mean you can't delete it.
The cloud.
You. Pretty sure you'll manage to.
What did we say there? 65. Right. Yep. Yeah. We will finish the asparagus.
Well,
and
you,
the beer.
You'll finish the asparagus because it's you.
Because you are too.
I'm having the two asparagus.
You're too much of a cretin to enjoy
exactly,
your asparagus.
Mr. Middle Class.
You can pretend it's a mustache.
Yeah, you can. You're a muppet.
Why
do I even come and do podcasts with you? This is just.
The fact that I do something completely visual for a podcast.
Yeah, nobody else can see it.
Yeah, but they don't realise that we don't actually drink beer or eat anything. We just stand and mimic it all.
Just in the corner of a really empty room.
Yeah.
Just looking at each other and talking crap.
Yeah, going, what are we going to make up about this beer? Are we going to pretend this beer is nice?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. That's a very nice beer. If you've still got it in at Coppers, go down and
grab it. I mean,
it's worth a trip if it's not
it's
in.
It's Eastie Boys, so if you're not in the northeast of England, I'm pretty sure you will be able to find it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's got a really good label on it. It's very simple.
It's very simple. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we will finish these off and we'll get the next beer.
Beer.
If my mouse is going to work.
Cool, so we're back. With beer number three.
Beer number three, yes.
Number three. This is a 330ml bottle. It is £3.49. Can't remember where I got this from. Was it Coppers or Rehills?
Let's look at the label.
It looks more like a Coppers because it doesn't say Rehills on it.
Yeah. Could
Rehills
be both.
Rehills normally says Rehills. Yeah. But not always. So this is a 330ml bottle. It is 8.3%. And it's from
you do know you still got a load of beer from the last. You do need to net that.
Gone. What's the problem? So this is from a brewery called Vibrant Forest Brewery, and it's part of their Radic Ale range. And
hello,
it's
Ben.
Called Imperial Red IPA.
So they reckon this is radical.
Well, Radic Ale.
Oh, I thought you were like...
Oh, you were a wet pussy. Smells of fart, or was that you?
No, it would be smell of wet...
What, there's a couple of do not smell a fart. Oh, they've been there a while.
There's a couple of probably no goods on scramblers.
Yeah, outside.
I don't think they've got MOT or insurance.
There's no number plates either.
No. They look like a couple of...
Maybe what's... No, that's a mug guard.
They look like a couple of arseholes.
But they have been there a while talking.
They're probably working out why is the two people just staring at us out of the window.
All figuring out how to burgle you.
Yeah. Can we hurry up so we can get on to the food
jokes
pairing?
Jokes on them.
Because do you really
want food?
Yeah, seeing the food pairing is our tea. Actually, I'm just going to start having a bit of pizza.
So this is being paired with pizza.
Yes.
There we go.
It's our tea, it's pizza. Or tea's a northern thing, isn't it? It's our evening
northern.
Meal.
Northern. I don't know if southerners call it tea. I don't know if like Americans and
or
shit
posh
call
people
it.
Don't. I haven't eaten pizza.
So it does say it's an Imperial Red IPA and actually it comes out quite dark.
Yeah, on the red scale, that's dark.
It's
red.
A very dark red.
Right, I'll stop eating pizza.
And
it might pair the taste eating pizza beforehand, but I'm starving. Right, it's got a very
See, I'm not getting a lot of smell from
it. It's got that red smell.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Does that make sense? If you know what I mean, you know that it's like got a slightly sweet smell, the same as you get from BrewDog's. Red ale.
Yeah.
5 a.m.
There's no particular flavour that jumps out and goes, you know, it's citrus, it's bacon, it's smoke, it's... That's quite thick.
It's thick, but there's not...
And there's a...
You can...
A smoky kind of tone to it.
It's not
like, woo, smoke. It's very, very subtle. with...
It tastes like I know it's got IP on, but it just tastes like a strong red ale, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's...
I mean, you tasting it, you wouldn't think it's 8.3%.
I don't know. I think you can taste... Personally, I think you can taste it. I'm not, to be honest, blown away by it.
But no.
It's reasonable. It's nice. Again, it's one of those stuff is... Out of all the fantastic beers we've had, it's low on the list, but it's still a fantastic beer, if that makes sense.
It's a nice, good drink.
Yeah.
But it's not an excellent drink. Mm. It's not a drink which is going to make you go, wow, me, that's amazing.
I think it's low 50s, isn't it?
I want to put it in low 50s, or medium, mid 50s.
What's be your turn together? What's 52?
52 is Brooklyn Summer Ale and Flavourly the Pioneer.
It's better than that, a lot better than them two.
The Pioneer wasn't the dark one, was it? That was that horrible light one.
That was that one you liked because it was malty, and I didn't like because it was malty.
Yeah. 53 is Bear Claw Fool.
That's slightly better than that, to be honest.
54 is Panda Frog Project 52.
Yeah, I would go with that then.
Possibly 53 because the first one we had has been rated 55.
Yeah, whatever you...
And I think we could move between those two.
Well, why not put a half in?
Can we put a half?
Yeah.
I don't think we can do halves.
We can!
If nothing else has got halves, why are we going to break the scale with halves?
Because I want to, because I'm a rebel.
We have to figure out...
Because the EU said we couldn't have halves.
And now we can because we're out.
Yes.
Thank you, Boris. We can have halves. I'm not going to thank that other tosser.
No.
Okay, so it's what, 54 and a half?
Yes, that could.
Oh, 53 and a half. There we go, 53 and a half. The very first beer to get a half on the formal Shark beer rating.
So we're pairing for pizza. It's Tesco pizza. I'm wolfing it down because I am...
It's
starving.
Got cheese on it, it's got tomato on it, and it's got bread on
it. It was almost too big to go in me fridge. You don't cook things in a fridge, do you?
Not normally.
The hot fridge. What's the hot fridge called?
The oven.
The oven. The oven. It was almost too big to go in the oven. I've never heard that before.
I bet you haven't.
It was a couple of quid. To be honest, it's not the best pizza in the world, but if you have a load of mates around that you don't like...
Buy it.
No, something like this.
Do not like me, like.
Something like this, it's fine. What I'm saying is, if you were going to have a nice pizza...
Go to Domino's and use a 50% yes. off code.
Oh, even the...
New 50 stew or something. Not that we... You know.
Even the Chicago town ones are okay, aren't they? Mm. We often get them. It was just... I wanted something quick that wasn't frozen.
And cheap.
Mm-hmm. And I've got some garlic bread as well, because everybody likes garlic bread. Just to completely destroy our taste. But all right, it's the last beer of this show.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that we're doing another show afterwards.
Right after it. So we'll come back with a roundup in a little while. Well, for you it won't be a little while. For us it will be, because we're having pizza. Yeah. So,
goodbye. Okay, we've now eaten pizza. It's now time to sum up. It has to be a very quick one, because Bob has his MILF coming at a certain time and we have another show.
It's just my mother, so I mean, if you find her a MILF.
They don't have to know. I do like Mrs. Bob.
Mrs. Bob, you think Mrs. Bob's
nice? You're very nice, Mrs. Bob, if you are listening. I don't want to have sex with your mother.
Do you not?
No, I'm just saying she's very nice. I don't want to insult
the lady. Two of us, I don't want sex with my mother either.
You know, I don't want to insult
your mother.
But you do like the larger lady.
No comment.
So is it you actually just like the larger lady, or you just like anything you can get?
I just like anything I can get.
Right. I just thought I would see that.
And
this
I've
is a review.
I've never managed to get your mum. She's, you know, she's too classy for me.
Does she eat asparagus?
Well, I think so. Does she?
She
you know if she eats asparagus.
She doesn't like asparagus.
Does she not? Oh, no. That's my kind of lady. My kind of lady. You're going to tell her that next, aren't you? You're going to be like, yeah, Bob thinks you're fit because you don't eat asparagus.
Well, if you get in the car with my parents, I always get in the back, so I think you might try and touch you up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that does happen.
So we've had three beers tonight. We had that rye IPA.
The rye IPA. We had then the Japanese rice ale, and then we've had this red.
Which one won out of all of them?
The rice one.
Right, that was... There was nothing standout today. It's all,
no.
It's disappointing because they've all been excellent in...
They've all been good. I wouldn't say the word excellent.
No, I would say if you put them in the whole thing of the whole categories of beers in entirely the world,
yeah,
they've been really good.
Sorry.
If you put them in the very, very niche category of what we drink, that is everything we have bar one or two,
yeah,
are really fantastic beers.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Okay, you're putting a positive twist on it.
If you look at our very niche of what we actually drink, we had Tanglefoot, and maybe if we hadn't had that Tanglefoot, everything we drink after Tangle, apart from that, is craft beers that all of them have been really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them, and it depends on the scale of goodness where they are, and on the scale of goodness, these aren't as good.
They're on the lower end of the spectrum.
It's like being in the Olympics and losing. You got there.
Yeah.
We're not going to be there. You're still excellent.
Well,
but...
you might get to some sort of Olympics,
right? But you've got the Olympics. You should be proud.
Yeah. Just because you don't come out with a gold medal doesn't mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
Basically, you're saying that we're the Olympics.
We're
the Olympics, and the beers made it to us, which means they're better than average.
Yes, they're very good. Should we see?
This is the worst roundup we've ever done.
Yeah,
I think.
Because we know it's rushed, and the next one could be like hours long because we're waiting for your mother.
Yeah,
to pick you up. How sad do we now sound? That, our mother has to come. Like, and pick you up from my house.
Yeah, but you're not allowed...
You've come out to play!
You're not allowed to drive after you've had, several drinks.
Yeah, we're still just...
Will that change? Now we've left the EU, we will be allowed to drink and drive.
You
will the Tories be like, yep, you can have five
you can have
drive.
You can have a gallon and drive.
Exactly.
It was all them Brussels bureaucrats.
Well, if Farage has got his own way, it probably is. Everything is all their fault. Because they've never had a proper job, you know.
The thing is that you imagine watching and listening to this, and most people realise, obviously, we're taking the piss royally. But you've probably got somebody clapping going, yeah, fucking Farage, you fucking did, fuck, yeah.
He did us proud. Well, he didn't, really.
The thing is, he looks like a deflated scrotum.
He's got one of them faces you really want to just punch.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to say, he doesn't have to come out with his racist fucking idiotic comments that he does, and you still want to punch him.
And then he does, and then he has his pint, and you know that it's something like Bloody Doombar.
No, John Smith's.
It's always a pint of something that looks real ale-y. If you look at it, always
there's a couple
looks that.
Where it's looked John Smith's that's in probably, that John Smith's
yeah,
pint.
Yeah, sometimes it'll be John Smith's, but you know, it'll be
but
like
the
Doombar
no,
and
I
stuff
think
like
he
that.
Prefers the shit.
So if you know a racist, stones. Why not email us in at sharks.
If you know a racist.
Email us in at sharks.formalshark.co.uk and we can discuss what a racist drinks so we can avoid it.
Yeah, we'd quite be interested. Do they all just drink foreign beer like Stella?
No, they have to
that'd be quite ironic.
Proper British beer.
That'd be ironic if racists drank Stella and, you know, Estella.
It's got to be a proper beer. If it does not have seen Burton-on-Trent, then it's not part of my repertoire.
Yeah, Burton-on-Trent probably isn't full of racists.
No,
we'll,
no,
we'll,
not
we'll,
that.
We'll add that. We'll just make
no,
sure
it,
that people
but it
know.
Is a massive place where people beers come from.
Shit beers, but beers.
Well, I don't know. There's probably we've definitely... had Burton beers that are really nice.
Yeah, but, you know, Tadcaster Ale and John Smith's.
If it's not going to get me to beat my wife, I do not want it.
No. I'm glad you don't have a wife.
I don't drink lager, so it's
with,
okay.
With your shaved head, your freshly shaved head, your stout.
Just because I look bald if I don't know.
And when you were wearing your big fat boots earlier, it was very SS-like.
I don't wear boots!
Every now and then you've got your massive fuck-off boots. And it's just like...
But I'm not wearing them. These are shoes.
Well, they're shoes.
They're
right, they're
posh
shoes
with, like, the tiniest bit of lace left.
Dear me.
I look like Charlie Chaplin going to work at the minute.
You know, you could be one of them typical, you know, racists blaming the foreigners for your shitty little laces.
Oh, my lace is going to be fine now. The Queen is going to personally lace them up now because we're not part of EU legislation.
Okay.
Our sum up went shit and then went a into little a massive...
political and slightly topical.
And slightly
if you're listening to this in several years' time, you're probably going, well...
You're probably going, all these Jews, I'm counting these Jews out.
Oh, well, I reckon we'll be taken over by the Chinese. And if we are...
So we're all in sweatshops. You're listening to this at the moment.
If we are taken over by the Chinese, we support you, all our almighty Chinese overlords. Yeah, we've got to be nice to them because we don't want to be the ones put in the factories making iPhones for the Americans. We need to be good because if we do become Chinese,
we're going to entertain the masses. By then, we're going to be superstars.
You think? We'll be doing some fantastic show,
probably about beer, and we'll be like. Everybody, and they'll want our autographs, and they'll be like, oh, Bob, please, sign this piece of paper. And there'll be some woman with a BAPS out going, sign these. And you'll be like, oh, I'm just sick of signing breasts because I'm a sex god.
You're calling me a sex god. People heard this. It's now on the podcast.
No, not me.
No, you've called me a sex god.
Not me, women.
You've basically called me a sex god.
Women. So women in the future will think you.
Future.
Not now, they don't like you now, but in the future, they'll like people.
And their
that
choice
look...
is going to be completely severely removed and just be like, I'm so desperate for sex.
No,
Bob.
Frogfish people. Will be far, far more sexy, and then that will be the thing. Everybody will like frogfish people.
Okay.
After really insulting you, I think we'll say goodnight.
You're a massive knob.
Say goodnight.
Bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob and edited by Phil.